I can preach for 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Stand up and open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You can't be tired. In Brother Assembly, there is no dull moment. No, we are a living church. There is life. Every minute, there is life. We are going to read verse 11, everybody together. That is our text for the past 2-3 weeks. 3 weeks. And that verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Are we there? For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. Be seated. We are continuing with the topic, the foundation of our faith. And the foundation of our faith is knowing who Jesus Christ is. Who is Jesus? That is the foundation of our faith. Knowing who Jesus Christ is. Verse 17, Matthew 16, upon this rock I will build my church. Rock is the foundation. And that foundation is knowing who Jesus Christ is. And we've been speaking about that for some time. Today we just want to move a little bit forward to discover that there are three groups of people, hallelujah, that meet with Jesus. Three groups of people. The first group are those who are looking for eternal life. They're the ones looking for eternal life. One time in John chapter 6, so many people were following Jesus Christ. And He began to tell them who He was, but said it in a manner that that kind of crowd that was following Him will not be able to understand. Hallelujah. And it got to a stage, except you eat my flesh, you drink my blood. Except you eat my blood and drink my blood, you have no life in you. The emphasis was life. The emphasis was having life. But how to have that life, He was telling them, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Simple revelation, simple language. God will refuse to use simple language to make the people understand. He will speak it in a way that will confuse certain people. I still say it till today. Jesus could have spoken in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go and baptize in my name. But He didn't say that. He said go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. He dropped it there deliberately to cause confusion that we are seeing today. Hallelujah. And they all turned back. 70 disciples, they all turned back. They left only 12. And Jesus turned and looked at them. Won't you also go like the rest have gone? What are they waiting for? The disciples answered. Let's see their answer. John chapter 6. This is what they say. John chapter 6. Verse 64. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Verse 66. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? That is, will you also like to go away? Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So the first group of people following Jesus Christ, they are those that genuinely we are looking for eternal life, and they discover that Jesus Christ had the words of eternal life. There are people that come to this ministry. Different groups are here. They hear of the testimonies, they hear of the gifts, the prophetic gift, they rush here to come. Then when they come, then they discover that there are two types of prophecies here. Amen. There's the one that Oguajo and Sister Joy just gave, and there's the type that I give. They don't like my own. The reason is because, hallelujah, now they are all from God. I didn't say they are not all from God, both my own and their own. Amen. But you see, the prophet will hardly tell sister to stop painting, stop to wear trouser. You understand? The problem where they worry him, now God go show him. You understand? Do you know why? Because he reserved that aspect of the prophecy to me. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Then when Adam carry begin to say, thus said the Lord, sister, you will go to hell. In fact, there was one time that I spoke here. I thought that the church will reduce in number. Because I emphasize it, it's like for a whole 1 week, every service I was saying it. Tuesday I said it, Friday I said it, Sunday I said it. I told them, I said that the angels that are working in this ministry, they don't bless people who wear trousers. I said, but the angels that work in Christ's embassy, they bless people who wear trousers. Women who wear trousers. So I was giving them address where they should go. Amen. But I discovered that the crowd didn't reduce. Instead, the crowd increased after. Hallelujah. That means they are looking for eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they found where there are the words of eternal life. And that's why they stay with Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because they didn't go back after I spoke. I spoke it very hard. I said, two cannot work together except they agree. And I said, me and you, we don't agree. So my ministry can never bless you. Because you are painting your face. You are wearing trousers. Contrary to what we believe here. I told them, I said, in Christ's embassy, I say every day, miracles, signs and wonders happening. They stand with their trousers, praise the Lord. And they give wonderful testimonies. I said, but here, you won't have that testimony. And I'm still saying it now. Here, you won't have that testimony. Two cannot work together except they be agreed. Now, would you also go away? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second group of people that were following Jesus Christ and are still following Jesus Christ are those who are seeking him for the wrong reason. What is the reason? He had fed them 5,000 people with bread. In that same John chapter 6. The same John chapter 6. And before you know what, the next day again they came. Because they are hungry again. So they come to Jesus Christ when they are hungry. They come to Jesus Christ only when they have problem. They know nothing more beyond solving their problem. As far as some Christians are concerned, Jesus Christ is just another babalawo. Anytime you are looking for solution, go to church. That is why they jump from church to church, from man of God to man of God. And anything you tell them to do in that church and that their problem will go, they will do it. All their mind is in solving their problem. And Jesus Christ told them, I emphasized that last week. He said, you are seeking me, not because of the miracle, but because of the bread that you ate. Why did he say that? Because the miracle that you receive is to call your attention to begin to find out who is this man that has the ability to do all these things. And in seeking him, you will soon know who he is. That he is more than a miracle worker. And that what he came for, the miracle, is to attract you so that the purpose of his coming can be achieved in your life. Miracles, signs, and wonders are to attract you to Jesus Christ, to know who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But unfortunately, not too many people want to know who he is. Not many people are bothering to know who he is. You're not studying to know who he is. But you just know that he's a giver. So all you know to do, you know how to fast. You can do 7 days dry fasting. No food, no water. But you cannot sit down and read one chapter of the Bible. The only scriptures you know are scriptures of warfare in the Bible. The sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. You know all that scripture. You know all the scripture. It breaks the power of iron to sunder. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Oh, you know Psalm 27 from beginning to the end. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, come upon me. You know that one. You know that one. You know that one. Very well. But come to Malachi chapter 4. Which one be this? Elijah. The book of Revelation is not part of your book. Genesis is not part of it because there is no miracle there. But let me tell you, church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The miracle that I saw. One miracle that I saw was what attracted me to Jesus Christ. To know who he is. Ordinary prayer. A non-believer like me. They prayed for me, the sickness disappeared. That's why I told you. Just watch it. Even in this ministry. Some of you that are believers, you always wonder, how come new people, now they're only prophets they pick. We were old here. And they know they pick us. Now, new person. Listen, church. Miracle is not for the believers. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. It's a hard say, but that's the truth. Amen. No. The miracle is for unbelievers to cause attraction. Prophecy is to make that unbeliever know that there is God here. So that he can pay attention to what is going on here and make a decision. But after you have come in here, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. You have to understand that. One prayer, they pray for me, sickness disappear. I ask the pastor, that sickness disappear. How come? He opened the Bible and showed me divine healing. From that day, I wanted to know, who is this Jesus? And from that day, I dropped the gods of my fathers and decided to follow this Jesus. And I always say, you see, amen, my kind of Christianity, you know why it's different from so many others, including, you know, some of you have the same testimony like me. Our kind of faith, Christian faith, we will no longer be serving God for what he will do for us. Because we are looking for something from him. No! We've gone beyond that. Hallelujah. Why we worship him is because of what he has done. And what he is doing every day for us. Whether we see it or we don't see it. Our faith has gone beyond me. Praying and nothing happens, then I vex with him. No! That's why the church shall live by faith. I have since known that he loved me before I knew him. He loved me before I knew him. Do you know he wrote my name in the book of life? Before my mother was formed in her mother's womb? Before the foundation of the world, he already made provision for my deliverance. See, that revelation excites me. It excites me. Last night, I wanted to pray. I woke up, I wanted to pray. And I stood for a long time. And I started laughing at myself. I said, okay, what are you going to ask God to do for you now? I said, what will I ask him to do for me? I found out that, I discovered, I said, I can't ask you. You have done everything for me. I just worship him, I 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 worship him. When I finished worshiping, I sat down, carried my Bible, began to read. Sometimes sit down all around you. You will soon discover truly you have no prayer point for yourself again. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Amen. Do you know how long I stayed before having a child? Do you know how long God waited to redeem us from the Garden of Eden? Do you know the torture he went through to see Satan in control of his creation? Do you know how much pain he was going through to see Satan making caricature of his program? He delayed our union with him. And after this boy comes, what do you think that boy will do to be able to ask me so that I will do something for him? I am more than willing to do anything for that boy. I say, I am more than willing to do anything for him. That is my relationship with God. Not many of us have that knowledge that he is more than willing to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask. More than willing. You are the apple of his eyes. Do you know what the apple of God's eye is? It's using your own eye to describe your relationship with him. Can anything choke your eye? You won't allow it. Before you come here, you don't close up. You protect your eye because you need the eye. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the confidence we have. Therefore, the way I will relate with my God is a relationship of every opportunity I have, I want to show gratitude to him. By the life that I live, when it's time to worship, I am not worshiping because somebody is prompting me. Worship God. Worship him. Open your mouth. Say something now. If I am telling you to say something before you can say something, you have no relationship with him. You should just be waiting for opportunity. Why? Why is it that some people here, when it's time for worship, you see them all lost out? You can see they are no more here with us. When I go watch the video later, when I see how some people, I even envy them that I don't have opportunity to worship like that. And such a person is worshiping like there's something that is prompting. There's a relationship. There's something that person has considered that believes that this God deserves total worship. Total worship. And not for the things you will get from him. People don't go to church until there is a problem. When God has blessed them, when they are in need, all of you, I want to travel out. You want to travel overseas now. Every day you are in the church. In the morning at the church, you are in 4 prayer groups. And people think that it is because you love God, that's why you come. The evidence is when you travel. will you still continue without God over there? And you think you can deceive God? You can't deceive Him. We are looking for husband everywhere. After the marriage. Why don't they go to church again? Now this man where I'm married, now they disturb my spiritual life. You want to have excuse for not serving God the way you were serving before. The reason is because you were serving God for what you will eat, for what you will get. You were not serving because of a relationship you have. And that relationship comes from a knowledge, a revelation of who He is. So who is Jesus Christ before you? It is demonstrated in the relationship, the way you relate with Him. The third group, blessed be the name of the Lord, are those who totally reject Him. They don't want to have anything to do with Him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And why do they reject Him? Amen. Five reasons why they reject Him. Number one, He, God, by Himself, decided to confuse the Sanhedrin Council, the highest ruling, spiritual ruling body of Israel. You see that in John chapter 7. Let's read it. John chapter 7. Let me just read some few verses there. Verse 45. Hallelujah. From verse 45. Because they have sent them to go and find out who Jesus Christ is. Something was happening in the land of Israel. They wanted to find out what is going on. They are the religious leaders. If God is going to do something at all, then they should be the ones to know. The Sanhedrin Council, verse 45, John chapter 7. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, those that they sent to go and find out who He is. And they said unto them, why have you not brought Him? Because they sent them, they should go and find out, arrest Him and bring Him to the council, Sanhedrin Council. The officers answered, hey, never man speak like this man. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, our enemies sometimes send people to come here and spy what is going on here. When they come here, they will not go back again to them. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 47, then answered them the Pharisees. Those Pharisees answered the same. Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on Him? But these people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Then Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, because he was one of the Sanhedrin Council. And remember that he came in chapter 3, John chapter 3. He said, Master, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God. That we there, he was referring to the council, the Jewish leader, religious leader, Sanhedrin Council. He said, remember. He said, we know. So they knew. Nebuchadnezzar was a secret follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 51. He answered them because he was judging them. He said, doth our Lord judge any man before it hear him and know what it doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. They were confused. From Galilee, a prophet, such. No prophet can come out of Galilee. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So they were confused. The second group is in John chapter 5, verse 39. Read it from verse 39. Are we there? It says, John chapter 5, verse 39. It says, search the scriptures. Hallelujah. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Then he said, I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Verse 44 is my emphasis. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? So why? How can they believe? They seek honor one from another. They will not wait to receive the honor from God and God only. This honor taketh no man. No man taketh this honor upon him. Don't claim to be anything. But like Aaron. Aaron was justified, proved, confirmed from above. Everyone that claims to be anything at all, that honor must come from God. But he said, but you seek honor among yourselves. When I say these things, they say I am being arrogant and insulting. Don't you know that people, even in this Pentecostal age, don't you know that people struggle to be crowned bishops? Who is the one carrying them? Is he God? He's not God. He's an association. He's an association. And criteria is given to be fulfilled before you can join them. Bishops also. Is that honor from God or from man? And because you want to retain that honor, when the truth of this age is presented to you, you cannot receive it, because in that group, you cannot receive it. If you receive it, you'll be kicked out of that group. That's why they've rejected the message of the hour. That's why they cannot be identified with the message of William Branham. If you believe that, they will kick you out of that group. Because you seek honor one of another. Pharisees, Sadducees. If you believe, that's why Nicodemus believed. But he cannot declare fully because he didn't want to lose his position in the Sanhedrin Council. Nicodemus! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Even in the end time message, there are people that want men to recognize their ministries. Everywhere. They fool everywhere. They fool everywhere. And they are acquiring titles for themselves. Chief apostle. Chiefest apostle. Lead apostle. The headship has to be established before you can appoint. Listen. So a man said, you have to recognize his ministry first. Then he in turn will now begin to place you. And then he is here appointing potential pastor, potential prophet, potential teacher, potential apostle. There are some. Enoch Onyeboha from Port Harcourt is following the man closely so that the man will also appoint him. I remember that the man himself is claiming his honor from a comment from another man, Raymond Jackson. So if you want to be recognized, then let one man of God recognize you. And that is where they all get their ministry from. Pastor Moses Alu has nobody. In fact, nobody even ordained me. Oh, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I disagree with all of them from day one. And when this ministry started, they thought that I will come for them to ordain me. And when we wanted to set this church in order, four of us, Pastor Francis is in Zaria today, four of us, this church started with us four. When we decided to set this church in order, And we prayed, and God confirmed me to be the pastor. I know one of them was saying, when will your ordination be? I say, which ordination? Now. I don't kneel down. When I pray for me. They are the ones that prayed for me. And then I informed those who thought I was something. I said, now, I'm not the overseer of the church. How come? I said, we've already been ordained. They don't ordain me finish. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you see, I declare my independence from day one. It was hard writing on the wall. It was a sign.
Raise your hand.
Forever you are.
Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian. Christians face trials. The God of this world cannot be our God. Because we are in this world, but not of this world.
This man is a sinner, very stubborn. And he's working for me. Nobody can carry me and put inside pocket. I will tear that pocket and come out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is working for me. It's working for me. Enter message pastors. You are hearing me now. Stay focused with your ministry. Somebody called me from Abuja. From Zaria. Say he's moving to Abuja. God told him that he should come and start ministry. He said, Brother Moses, we are looking up to you. And I told him, I said, before your ministry started, you have already taken the wrong step. He said, what I say? I said, you are looking up to a man. I said, you have failed before you started. Why are you looking up for me? Now me call you to be pastor. Praise the Lord. That is the mistake people make. You want recognition from somebody that is higher than you. Who told you that I am higher? Because I have larger members than somebody who is having 20 members. Who told you I am higher? How do you rate any ministry? Do you rate ministry by the number of people sitting and listening to me? Or you are rating the ministry by what the ministry is producing? Christian life. How many people have given your life to Christ in that your ministry? People don't even know. Hallelujah. You don't catch this. Somebody started, was employed into the vineyard, laborer, was hired at 9 a.m. And he said his wage will be 1 penny. Then at the 11th hour, remaining only 1 hour for the work to finish, another person was hired. And at the end, the same 1 penny. The one that started since 9 a.m. Can't say, me where start since? This other guy is so sad and can't pay us the same money. What did he answer? What did he answer? There was an agreement. The emphasis is agreement. The time I hired you, I told you I will pay you 1 penny. You agree. This one too, I hired him, I said I will pay him 1 penny. So, what is your problem? Have I not said to you according to the agreement? The important thing is God's call and instruction, the calling that you have to achieve whatever purpose. Let me tell you why it was the same money. Can I tell you why it was the same money? The one that started since 9 a.m. By the time it reached the 11th hour, he was already too tired. The job was not being properly done anymore. The damage he did because of his weariness, because of his compromising nature, because of this, the damage he did to the 11th hour worker, the work he will do to repair and complete what that man did from the first hour, is the same thing, because the damage, the extent of the damage was so much. And church, listen, this entire message has started since the early 70s in Nigeria. And they have held this. Thank God it is through them I saw the message. But they have done so much damage that this message was no longer attractive. And unknown to them, God has decided to raise some people in this last hour to make up for all the damages they have done, to make this message attractive again. We will have the same reward with them that started in the beginning and they have held the message. Let them not think that they are better than us. You are not better than us. You are not better than us that started yesterday. Looking for honor among men. Praise God. From ordinary pastor, you become reverend. From reverend, you become reverend doctor. From reverend doctor, you become bishop. From bishop, you become archbishop. From archbishop, you become pope. Yes, now. Hallelujah. And so immediately you start your ministry. Who are you looking up for promotion? It's the headquarters. So you are serving faithfully. If you preach anything contrary to what the headquarters believe, you know they will kick you out and you will lose that position. Because you want that honor, you will remain there. Even though you know water baptism is in the name of Jesus, but so that I will remain and grow and become area pastor, provincial pastor. We know. A pastor was asked by a minister here, if you know, then why are you not preaching the truth? He looked at him and said, brother, you will not understand the reason. He knows. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are so many of you here. I saw a text this morning that somebody sent to me, Brother David, Brother Paul. Brother Paul, is he here? Brother Paul, your friend. He brought in his former church. He left that church and so many people saw the truth with him and came here. And their bishop is gone mad. And he is laying curses upon curses upon curses upon curses. I replied to you this morning when I saw your text. I said, fear not. Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 saw where he said, but who can harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Nothing can ever do anything. Can never work against you. Even our prayer assembly for not dead this land by this time. Do you know the principalities and powers that are fighting us to leave this land? To leave this location? I said, principalities and powers. They have fought us to leave this place. Leave this place. Leave this place. If God is not for us, they will sweep us out like you sweep cockroach out of your place. Amen. But we are like a rock of stumbling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If this rock, if you fall upon this rock, it will break you. And if the rock fall upon you, you will break. We remain unmovable, unmovable, unmovable. Can we clap our hands for our God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The third group that rejected them, that rejected Jesus Christ. Amen. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians. Are we there? And I'll read verse 3 and verse 4. This is the way he put it. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So there is one group that the God of this world has blinded them. And the God of this world is money. Money is the God of this world. Money has made people to go and join occultic group instead of coming to Christ. Money. Talk to them about salvation, they will tell you, let me make money first. They have no time to study the scriptures and know the God they are serving. They are coming to church, but they don't even know the God they are serving. Why? Because they are busy chasing after money. Money. They have no time, even in their privacy, to study the scriptures. Money. So when you present the gospel to them, they have no time to reason with you. The God of this world is money. Money. Paul said that the love of money is the root of every evil. All evil. Because remember, hallelujah, the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. But another scripture again says, money answered all things. So it is also a God. And you cannot serve God and mammon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another group that reject the Lord is John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, from verse 40, hear that discussion. Amen. This is the way he put it. But now you seek to kill me. A man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you will love me. Hey. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came out of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You have your father, the devil, and the loss of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Now, this is where I'm going. He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Your origin is not of God. If you are of God, you will hear the words of God. My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Read the whole of that chapter and you will see that there are people that no matter how you preach to them, they will never repent. They will never believe. They will never. Never. Hallelujah. Deviant spirit. Cain, God himself came and preached to Cain, do like your brother Abel did, and I will receive your sacrifice. He refused. Why? Because he is not of God. When you say he's not of God, that is, he did not come forth by the wish of God, by the will of God. He came forth by the will of man, devil, that are sown by the will of devil. Cain came by the will of devil. Serpent seed. And there are serpent seeds existing till today. Serpent seeds. Why can't you hear the truth? We open Bible and show you. These people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Fornicators, adulterers, effeminate, revelers, drunkards. Mention all of them. They will not enter the kingdom of God. You are holding that Bible, but you are saying, hey, no, don't too much. We are under grace. It will be grace. Sister, may all that thing when they preach for bride, may not follow them, we'll come, we'll go. Now only them be church. Every time, condemn. You are a serpent seed. If you are of God, that is the word of God. That is thus said the Lord. There is something God has placed in his people. Even if they are committing armed robbery, something inside of them will be letting them know what I'm doing is wrong. Then we know. Yes. You can't hear the gospel because you are not of God. And you may be sitting down there hearing me. You are not of God. If I show you something in the Bible and you reject it. Okay. If you're of God, you will hear him. God that they have been expecting with all vindications came by a voice. Thousands heard it. Came by miracles, signs and wonders that had never been known before. He did not attend any Bible college. He did not attend any of the schools of theology in Israel. He came exactly as it was written of him. A virgin shall conceive. He came forth by a virgin. Hallelujah. Everything. He was doing miracles, signs and wonders. He was teaching until they say, no man has ever taught like this man is teaching. Everything like that. And yet, the very religious people, they were seeking to kill him. Why are you killing him? When everything said, search the scripture, you think you have life. For they are there that testify of me. Search now. Where did they say that he will be born? The Messiah will be born. In Bethlehem, where was I born? You believe Isaiah to be your prophet. He prophesied a virgin shall conceive. Here am I here now. I say I came from God. Did I come from any man? Oh yeah. Ask Joseph whether Naim be my papa. I say I came from God. You say I am blaspheming. How am I blaspheming? And they were killing him. And they were the religious people. Why? Because they are not of God. They are of their father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. How can you be carrying Bible and be fighting and killing another people preaching from the same Bible you are holding? You are a serpent seed. You have your father, the devil. Anybody fighting prayer assembly, your origin is from the devil. Because you cannot use any scripture and fault us. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4. Are we there? This is the way he put it. Verse 4. He said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. These little children here, it's not children in the children church class, so class in children church. It's children because he is our father in the faith. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They, the enemies, those who are rejecting the gospel, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lastly, let me close on this note. The reason they rejected Jesus, lastly, is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. If you read it on your own from verse 6 to verse 16, it's talking about the fact that this knowledge of Jesus Christ is a mystery. And this mystery has been hidden from the foundation of the world, but revealed now to us. He said it is a hidden mystery. And if it is a hidden mystery, who hid it? It was God that hid it. From the day that I read the Bible code, and I discovered that everything about creation, God himself was the one that encoded it. One of the attributes, therefore, I add to many other attributes of God, I tell him, I say, you are the great encoder. And you are the only decoder. Hallelujah. He's the great encoder. And he encoded the mystery of salvation, such that the princes of this world did not know it. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's what that scripture is saying. Hallelujah. But we should be happy because he has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Amen. Nobody can get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. That has foreclosed all other means, all other religions, all other means you want to use to get to God. Outside of Jesus Christ, you will never get there. And if he has found me worthy to be part of what he's doing on earth here by revealing Jesus Christ to me, it's a great privilege. It's a great privilege. Not only that, he did not make me to be religious. He made me to see what he's doing in my day. Ha! He saved me and opened my eyes to see the last message to the church. To position me and prepare me for homegoing. He made me to see the message for my day. How many have caught the message for their day? Oh, my. My. Okay, we are speaking the same voice. We are speaking the same language. You're understanding me, I'm understanding you. You know why I speak the way I speak? Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the spirit of my day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Apostle Paul called it the mystery of godliness. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, he said, and great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he came to his own. God came to his own. His own received him not. But as many, who are they? Who are they? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. You know what the pastor from Ghana did? It's what I did when I went to visit one church so many years, even before this church started, in my evangelical trips to the prisons. And then they called me to come and introduce myself to the church. And when I stood up, I did exactly what my brother did. I collected the microphone. I said, the pastor said I should introduce myself. Now listen. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
How many people are one of them?
One of them. I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah.
I'm one of them, brother. I am one of them. I get so excited that I'm a Christian. I'm telling you. You don't know what this thing means to me. Because more than half members of my family, they are Muslims. I'm talking of a very large family. My father married 13 wives. Yes, he was a king. It's no big deal. They have more than that. Hallelujah. And every woman had children. So you can imagine how large we are. And many of them are still Muslims. Some by marriage, they converted. Hallelujah. And when I see any of them die out of the faith, imagine how I feel. I feel pity for them because I know where they are ending up. And I also see God's privilege that He has given me. I would have died the way they also died in that condition. You see why I serve God? I promise Him I will not disappoint Him. I will serve Him under any condition. I will serve Him. I'm saying this, not only my testimony. I know it's a testimony of so many people listening to me. I know it. I'm only confirming your testimony by my own testimony. Hallelujah. That there are people on earth here that serve God in appreciation of what He has done. Nothing on earth here can compare with eternal life. Nothing. 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 We came to this earth naked, and naked we shall live. There's nothing you acquire on earth here that will enter the grave with you. And there is nothing you leave behind here that will help you after here. Nothing here will help you when you leave. The only thing that will help you when you leave here is what side you took with Jesus Christ or against Jesus Christ. That is the testimony that will follow you when you leave here. Therefore, where should we concentrate our lives? Live a life pleasing before Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That mystery, He, God, allowed humble people like us. Not people who have doctorate degrees. Professors don't know it. Rich billionaires don't know it. The princes of this world, they don't know it. Satan blinded them and is giving them earthly and material things. They are rejoicing in it and close their eyes to see that it's appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. And that we shall all stand, and what will judge us is this Bible. It's this Bible that God will use to judge us. It's true. We'll continue next week. Bow down your head. Bow down your head. Bow down your head. Just bow down your head. Don't you ever think you already know God? Sincerely, Lord, reveal Jesus Christ to me. Let me know Him more. Apostle Paul prayed that prayer in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, being made conformable unto His sufferings. You see, Lord, reveal this way of the cross. Reveal this Jesus Christ that you sent. Who is He? Help me to know how to relate with Him. Let a Christian here pray that prayer before we go home. Pray. Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself.